All right, time is of the essence to sign up for health insurance. The deadline is fastly approaching, and my friends at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina are here to help you out. And with me today is the Director of Sales, Roy Watson. Roy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Now, look, Affordable Care Act. We all know about it. They call it Obamacare. Who needs to sign up?
Well, everyone that's eligible to qualify, which is anyone within a particular what we call a FPL range. So the federal poverty limit is based upon government guidelines. And if you're falling within a particular range of those guidelines, you're eligible for coverage and you're eligible for financial assistance from the government.
And what role does Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina play in it?
Well, we play the role of being able to offer coverage through the healthcare marketplace. There are only three carriers in the states that are able to offer coverage, and we're one of those three that qualified to offer coverage this year. So we're excited to be able to have individuals go out to the marketplace and look for Blue Cross to help their coverage needs. And we're in all 100 counties across the state. So there is no coverage gap, no gaps in place of service for us.
Now, time is running out for enrollment. Can you share with us those dates we need to be enrolled by?
Well, that deadline is December 15th. So it's fastly approaching for a January 1st effective date. Now, open enrollment lasts until February 15th. So you do have until February 15th to get coverage for March 1st. But the deadline for January 1st is December 15th. So the time is fastly approaching.
Now, Roy, if my health is not all that great and I have specific things that's going on with me, can I be declined for coverage?
Absolutely not. That was one of the main tenets of the laws, that if you have pre-existing conditions of any kind, you cannot be denied because of your health care status. So everyone has to offer coverage, and we do not decline individuals' coverage based upon health status.
Now, what if I'm on a low-income fixed budget? Is there health care that's available and affordable for me at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina?
Absolutely. That is one of the other tenets of the law, is to provide financial assistance to those individuals who may not have a lot of money to afford the care, which is why it's considered the Affordable Care Act, because it helps you with those insurance premiums, which is huge.
So how do I qualify for that financial assistance?
You go online to our website, bcbsnc.com, and plug in information about yourself, your income, and it will let you know how much subsidy you qualify for. And at that point, you go pick your plan, and it'll show you, of course, the plan costs X, I get subsidy of Y, and I'm going to pay Z as a result.
Sounds good. Now, if I decide that there is a better plan for my budget and the options are there, can I look at all that? Can you guys help us figure out all that before I give up my old plan?
Absolutely. All you have to do is call us, and we are available to individuals on our telephone lines. If you have questions regarding what's the best coverage for me, what choices should I make, you can call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina directly, and we'll be more than happy to walk you through the entire process.
And what's that number?
That number is 1-800-324-4973.
Now, can I keep my same doctors?
Absolutely. We have a broad network of hospitals and physicians, and all you have to do is look up your particular physician on our website, and more than likely, that doctor and physician is in our network. In our largest network, we have well over 90 to 95% of the physicians participating in our network, and just about 100% of the hospitals across the state participating in our networks. So we have a broad network that is covering all across the state.
Now, Roy, if I don't make it before the deadline, I know you said I have until, what is it,
February 15th.
What is my penalty if I don't sign up at all?
So if you don't sign up at all, you have a penalty of either 2% of your income or $325, and that's a tax penalty, whichever is greater. So not the lesser, but whichever is greater.
All right. Now, does the insurance only qualify for those who are not employed? If I have a job and you find I find a plan that's cheaper than what my job is offering, can I opt into that instead?
Absolutely. Even if you have a job, you can still opt into buying individual health insurance coverage via the Affordable Care Act. So there is no limitation regarding that. There are a lot of individuals out there that do work full time and their companies do not offer them health insurance coverage. So this is a great opportunity for them to be able to buy coverage via the Affordable Care Act.
Even if I work part-time?
Even if you work part-time.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. All you have to do is fall within a certain income range according to the federal government guidelines, and you can qualify for coverage.
Now, Roy, can you tell me what some of these plans cover?
We offer a wide variety of coverage options within our plans. Our coverage covers prescription drugs, office visits, doctor services, urgent care services, emergency care services. So our coverage is pretty robust as pertains to what we will allow as it pertains to services.
What about dental and eye?
Dental coverage, we do offer dental coverage, and eye coverage is actually a part of the benefits themselves. So eye services are a part of, vision services are a part of the benefits.
Roy, thank you so very much for answering our questions. One last time, can you tell us how we can get in touch with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina?
You can find us on our website at bcbsnc.com, or you can call us at our 800 number, which is 1-800-324-4973.
Roy, thank you so very much for stopping by and answering our questions, and we will see you for any questions at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
Thank you.